It's April 21st, 2014. It's my 49th birthday, and I'm about to run the 118th Boston Marathon. For me, today is also about settling unfinished business. Last year, I was in the same spot, eager to complete the race of my life. But the explosion of two bombs made that impossible. Running the marathon is always so much more than just running a race. It's about the journey that starts long before race day. Crossing the finish line is the culmination of so much that takes place to get you to that point. I grew up just outside of Boston in a small town called Halifax. I went to college at Emerson College, located in the heart of Boston. I enjoyed watching the Boston Marathon and hearing the stories from the runners, in awe of their accomplishment. The thought never even crossed my mind that one day I would accomplish such a feat. In 1999, I had a heart attack at the age of 33, and the cardiologist walked in the room and declared, "You'll be fine, but you would never run a marathon." I remember thinking, fine, who in their right mind wants to run 26.2 miles anyways? I hated running. Over the next few years, I gained 50 pounds, and then in 2010, I was diagnosed with sleep apnea. After a month of wearing a CPAP on my face so I'd breathe properly at night, I decided there had to be a better way. That's when I discovered running. I started running by walking a minute and running a minute. Then I would increase it to running 2 minutes and walking a minute, then 3 minutes, and then 4 minutes. 6 months later, in the fall of 2011, I completed my first 10K. Then 2 months later, I completed my first half marathon. In the spring of 2012, about 14 months after I ran my first minute, I completed my first marathon in Nashville, Tennessee. A few months later, I applied for and was accepted by the American Red Cross of Eastern Massachusetts to run with Team Red Cross in the 2013 Boston Marathon. I wanted to be on this team because the agency helped me when I was in college. In 1986, my apartment building caught fire. My roommate and I lost almost everything. This chapter of the Red Cross gave us money, clothes, and a really itchy wool blanket that I used while sleeping on the couches of my friends and family. Race day, 2013. It was sunny in Boston, blue skies, temperatures in the mid-50s, a perfect running day. It was a little before 3 o'clock, and I'd run 25.7 miles. My legs were tired, I was physically and mentally exhausted and ready to finish. Just a half mile from the finish line, I remember hearing a big boom, and at first I didn't think much about it. A transformer, most likely. But as the city air filled with sirens from emergency vehicles, I knew something else had happened. Race officials stopped me and the other runners. There was a safety concern, and we couldn't be let through. As rumors of the bombings began to swirl around the crowd, my thoughts went to my family. Being from Boston, not only were my wife and two daughters at the finish line, but so were my father, my sister and her family, and my brother and his family. Not knowing where they were exactly and where the bombs were, worry set in. I tried to reach my family by borrowing another runner's cell phone, but the lines were all jammed. I was able to send a text to my wife, and she responded about 10 minutes later. They were all okay. They would meet me at my brother Jay's apartment in the city. Then I started another journey, getting to my brother's house. Normally a 30-minute walk from where I was standing, but on this day it took more than 90 minutes. A large portion of the city had been blocked off, and as I approached several streets, I was forced in another direction because the police suspected other bombs in the area. At one point, I walked by a hospital and saw one ambulance after another rushing in. I finally arrived at my brother's place and was reunited with my family. It was then that I was overcome with emotions from the day's events, and I broke down and cried. So today, I'm ready to complete my journey. A journey that started so long ago and has brought me so much happiness, improved health, as well as sadness. I'm looking forward to finally crossing the finish line at the Boston Marathon, where I will no doubt be overcome with emotions, knowing how long the journey took and all the people who were affected along the way. In a few hours, this journey will be complete thanks to running, which has become my therapy, my outlet, my passion.